Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you with our good friend, John Berlau. He's back on the show. John is a great member of our Brain Trust, going back now for 10 or 11 years. He's a senior fellow with a Competitive Enterprise Institute and a crowdfunding expert and an expert on what the government is up to affect you and me and our small businesses. And he's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be on. Congratulations on the third ingredient.
Oh, and, thank you.
It's always thanks for having us at, you know, CEI.org is our website on your show so many times.
We love having you guys on the show, and we go back a long way. Hey, John, a number of things have been – a number of the Obama-era regulations have been struck down. The Trump administration is – basically put the kibosh on a bunch of new regulations and which and gotten rid of a bunch of the onerous ones that were unnecessary. One of the ones I was thinking about recently was the one that separated community banks from big banks in terms of the Dodd-Frank bill, right? That got done, didn't it?
Right. Well, it got done. A lot of the regulations are going to be more tailored to community bank sizes, such as things like on mortgages and on capital rules, things like that.
Right.
So that's a good thing. But there's still plenty of the Dodd-Frank albatross that is left there, such as the price controls on debit cards that ended free checking, the Durbin Amendment,
right,
and barriers to access to capital. And there, the good news is that there have been some bipartisan bills, some of which passed unanimously in the House, but they're still lingering in the Senate, although the Senate had a hearing on some of these yesterday, the Senate Banking Committee. So
right,
it looks like they're finally going to take these up.
Well, good. Well, I know one thing. The community banks were and small businesses were collateral damage of the greatest degree of the collapse, the financial collapse of 08. And when they passed the Dodd-Frank bill, and when they lumped – when they lumped all, 8 or 9, 10,000 community banks at that time in with all the big banks who caused the problem, and no community bank caused any of the problems, but when they lumped all them together and made them pass the same kind of regulatory scrutiny as they did the big banks, we lost a lot of community banks because of that, John. It was, in my opinion, that was a crime. What they did to community banks was a crime, and I want to applaud Cam Fine and all the folks who lobbied at the ICBA and you guys. Congratulations for that, because small businesses, John, we can't do without community banks, and we're down now maybe by half as many community banks as we had 10 years ago.
Right, it hurt community banks, it hurt credit unions. I mean,
yes,
a lot of the small guys, and this gives them relief. And even the ones they consolidated, they went out of business. And even the ones that were still around, like one that we worked with, the State National Bank of Big Spring, Texas, that we still have a pending lawsuit against the structure of the CFPB. It had to go out of, you know, the business of making mortgages. Decided not to make any new mortgages, and it hadn't had a foreclosure in decades. Knew everybody it was making a mortgage. It's just the red tape from the CFPB and from Dodd-Frank was so complex.
And see, the another thing a lot of people don't know is in order to meet the Dodd-Frank onerous requirements, the big banks literally pulled out of markets, closed up branches, completely ended their small business lending program, totaled 100% no small business loans for 2 or 3 years. And a lot of people don't know that who don't listen to my show, John, but there are 600 counties in America that have only access to a bank through a community bank. 600 counties in America.
Yes, I mean they really are the vital lifeblood, and
that's the equivalent of 10 states, John.
Yes, and this is giving them some relief, but
that's
we need to do more.
I agree with
them, and also for the small entrepreneurs, and also with giving investors an opportunity to build wealth. You know, if the companies go public earlier, like they did in Home Depot's day, when you could go public as Home Depot did in the 1980s with four stores, now. For the Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus had said, you know, that he could never have gone public.
I know a lot of people like that.
Dodd-Frank had been in effect.
Right. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the CFPB, an unconstitutional organization, has now been determined to be that by the courts. And we're getting John to talk about the CFPB, which actually has changed their name, by the way, and why it matters to you and me on Main Street. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.